Sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
The seasonal migrations of waterfowl are well known. When geese that nest in Alaska fly south to Oregon for the winter, that's a latitudinal migration from high or northern latitudes to the low or southern latitudes. Some animals do a different kind of seasonal migration in the fall, to warmer locations, but they don't move thousands of miles. These birds and animals do elevational migrations, and they move from high elevations to lower elevations. In spring and summer, ptarmigan nest and feed in alpine areas and in the upper reaches of timber. In early fall, they move down slope and seek food and shelter at lower elevations. In most parts of Alaska, these movements between summer and winter ranges encompass just a few miles. Generally speaking, a 1,000-foot descent in elevation equals a temperature change of about 3.5 degrees Fahrenheit. So a ptarmigan that moves from 3,500 feet to 1,500 feet will experience temperatures that are on average about 7 degrees warmer. In addition, winds are usually milder at lower elevation. The ptarmigan's descent of 2,000 feet may require a short flight, but it's the equivalent to a migration southward of several hundred miles. The American dipper, a familiar streamside songbird, does not migrate south, but will move down to lower elevations in the winter. Mountain goats and Sitka black-tailed deer also make seasonal migrations to lower elevations, returning to the high country in the spring and summer. For Sounds Wild, I'm Riley Woodford. Sounds Wild is brought to you by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.